I'm Barton Eckert. Roy Moore still has the support of the Alabama State GOP in the special election for the Senate seat vacated by Jeff Sessions. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says now the state's government is supporting Moore.
After pardoning a Thanksgiving turkey, Governor Kay Ivey was asked who she'll vote for.
The nominee of the party is the one I'll vote for.
She doesn't think the Alabama GOP made a mistake in sticking with Roy Moore.
It's a process that you go through where the people of Alabama choose who's going to represent their party.
But Governor Ivey said she has no reason not to believe Moore's accusers.
The Pentagon has released a report on sexual assaults on U.S. military bases. More from Bill Michaels.
It shows the most reports of sexual assaults came from Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia, with 270 attacks reported in fiscal year 2016. A group of bases in South Korea had a combined 211 sexual assault reports. Bill Michaels, Washington.
There's a search underway in western Pennsylvania for a suspect in the fatal shooting of a policeman about 18 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. New Kensington Police Chief James Klein says it happened during a traffic stop.
I'm asking anybody with any information, as minute as they think it might be, please give us a call. We need to find the person that did this.
President Trump is having second thoughts about lifting a ban on importing elephant trophies from Africa. In a tweet Friday night, he says he decided to put the big game trophy decision on hold until he reviews all of the conservation facts. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. It looks like some people are already getting out of town for Thanksgiving. And if you're heading out to Reagan National, you're being urged to allow a couple of hours.
Before Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday travel season. And so we expect added congestion on the airport roadways and then in our terminals beginning today and lasting realistically through the 28th.
That's Andrew Toll with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. He says if you're flying out of Dulles International today, you should allow between 2 and 3 hours ahead for your flight. BWI is reporting normal conditions. Well, the wave of accusations of sexual harassment and misconduct has now reached Capitol Hill, and one lawmaker is taking the lead in trying to put an end to the misbehavior.
What we've done this week is tried to bring people out of the shadows and talk about how we can improve things.
That's Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. The Pentagon has released information showing that the world's largest Navy base in Norfolk, Virginia, fielded more sexual assault reports than any other military installation last year. After publishing the data on Friday, officials cautioned that many incidents recorded at bases occur elsewhere. Naval Station Norfolk is home to dozens of ships that deploy all across the globe. It recorded 270 reports of sexual assault in 2016 alone, constituting more than 20% of those recorded by the Navy. And President Donald Trump is congratulating college sports champions at the White House. Trump posed for photos with the players. At one point, he playfully got into a wrestling pose, reminiscent of the time that he threw someone out of the ring in a WWE wrestling match on television. At another, he popped a volleyball into the air. I would have liked to have seen that. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Beltway Outer Loop just before Allentown Joint Base Andrews, left shoulder blocked. It's a crash through there. Maryland northbound on 95 right at the Harbor Tunnel Thruway, left shoulder crash. Main lanes are moving okay. It's still early. Through Virginia, southbound on 95, just past Lorton at exit 163, left lane taken out with a two-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Slight chance for showers this morning, primarily after 9, otherwise mostly cloudy, high today only 57. Showers likely through the overnight into Sunday, low of around 51. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 52. It'll be breezy, though, with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 39 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL, hear everything you need to know. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. At 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 7, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. One-on-one financial at 8. The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. And Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new, energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero-interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom-designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
The One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
You find everyone is so different in the world and every way that they've accumulated. Some people may have real estate. You know, that it's all different. We help you coordinate what you have and turn it into a lifetime income you can't outlive. That's up to you what you do with it from there.
That's the One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton in producing this morning. And plenty to talk about. Well, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Getting ready for those discussions over dinner. Wow. A lot to talk about this year now, isn't there? Peace in the family? Oh, my goodness. Well, we could talk about Roy Moore. We could lead with Roy Moore the way the network newscasts did all week. Or we could lead with Al Franken the way they led at the end of the week. Or we could lead with something that may impact you a little closer than allegations against Roy Moore in a Senate race in Alabama, which I understand the significance of the story. I don't understand why it had to be the lead story on the network news when we're looking at tax reform, when the president's been in Asia. There are a lot of things going on in the world, but most of the media seems to be worried about an Alabama Senate race. Got more interesting when Al Franken got thrown into the mix, though, didn't it? Well, let us talk first about taxes, because that's something that could impact us as soon as the next year, which, if you haven't counted, is less than 6 weeks away. So that might have a little more significance. So where are we on tax reform at the end of the week? We'll go into it in detail with John Gizzi coming up at 7 o'clock. But in a nutshell, there are roadblocks for the Republicans in the Senate, as you have likely heard this week. Now, they got it through the House 2 weeks after it was unveiled, but it looks like a six-pack of senators could cause problems for the Republicans on the Republican side. Ron Johnson, he's already said he won't vote for the proposal because of how it treats small businesses. So he's out for the time being. Bob Corker, Jeff Flake are worried the plan will cost far more than it's been advertised because of its liberal use of temporary tax provisions that will likely eventually extend, but they're working on changes to bring down the cost. Susan Collins has her own concerns. She's bothered by the plans to repeal the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate to have health insurance as part of tax reform. Others, like John McCain and Lisa Murkowski, have been wild cards, avoiding to take a public position on the proposal. We know what happened the last time John McCain voted on significant Republican legislation, and they didn't know which way he was going to go until his thumb went down. So, that's where we are in the Senate at this point. So what happens next? Wow. Well, we're going to ask John Gizzi where it goes from here. You know, you've got Bob Corker and Jeff Flake, who are two of the senators that, are worried about this thing and may not vote for it. President Trump has not curried any favor with either of those two. So it's two votes that could go the wrong way for any one of a number of reasons. So that's what we're looking at in the Senate. At least we saw the House. Russia keeps cropping up in the news. I got to tell you, I wasn't going to get to this quickly, but Hillary Clinton's back at it again. She told Mother Jones in an interview published yesterday, quote, "I think there are lots of questions about the election's legitimacy, and we don't have a method for contesting that in our system." She's been contesting it ever since election night. That's why I've long advocated for an independent commission to get to the bottom of what happened. Wow. This is the first time we've ever been attacked by a foreign adversary and they suffer no real consequences. And I'm so worried that we're not leaning and learning all of the lessons. The forces at work outside my campaign are not going away. Somebody else is going to be running for Congress or governor or eventually president. We have to know how to protect ourselves. She just won't give up questioning the legitimacy of the election. I think as we learn more about it, we know that the web of connections between people on Trump's team and Russian representatives just gets more dense, she added. The only thing getting more dense, her comments. She just, you lost, okay? It's over. Why don't you start worrying about Bill? Because people like Kirsten Gillibrand are dumping on your husband for what he did back in the day. They're going after Roy Moore for things he did 40 years ago, which I certainly can't justify if, in fact, they are true. But what about that Bill Clinton? Well, Kirsten Gillibrand, of course, prominent Democrat from New York, went where no other prominent Democrat has gone before. She declared that Bill Clinton should have resigned the presidency during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. That's right. That went over real well. Real well. A lot of people talking about that. I think she's right. I thought she was right years ago. That's what I said years ago, before she said it. But it's such the fascinating double standard. But the debate will continue. Now, we have plenty to talk about. We've also got some of the audio from the Senate the other evening. It's like 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm sure they'd had a long day. Orrin Hatch and Sherrod Brown got into it. You might have heard 10 or 15 seconds of it on the evening newscast. You may have heard it here during the week with the morning show or Larry. But if you haven't heard this, it's pretty interesting dialogue between two United States senators. That's coming up. But first, we'll check out the traffic and weather. James Stanley is here.
Rick, thank you and good morning. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads through Maryland, 95 northbound just before the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. We still have a left lane taken out with a crash. 270 northbound right before Germantown. A couple of lanes here blocked. That's a work zone. Virginia, southbound on 95. The ramp to get onto Lorton. There's an accident there. It's early, though, so no backup or anything. 95 southbound right before Woodbridge. All of the lanes have opened from an earlier crash that had gotten backed up and finally is flowing freely through that stretch again. It's cold this morning. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks pretty good today. We'll have clouds, high temperature up to 56, sunshine tomorrow, high of 50, sunny, and up to 50 on Monday. Tuesday, we're partly cloudy. Wednesday looks partly cloudy. And coming into Thanksgiving on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 44. We'll only be below freezing on Wednesday night, according to the weather forecast. So still fairly mild weather as we're approaching December here in Washington. Outside right now, 39 in Herndon, and we're heading up to 56 this afternoon. 617 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, indeed, there's been a lot of talk in the House and a lot of talk in the Senate, and there was a lot of talk Thursday night. Sherrod Brown, Orrin Hatch got into it over tax reform. And one quick note, you know, the talking points that the Dems have put out include that there will be a tax hike on everybody in 2027. Well, that's only if they don't extend the tax cuts. If they extend it, there won't be an increase. But one of the veteran CBS journalists who covers Capitol Hill forgot to mention that the other evening and only said that everyone will be facing tax hikes in 2027. You have to finish the sentence. You'll be finishing tax hikes in 2027 if they don't extend the tax cuts. Thank you very much. So, Sherrod Brown, Orrin Hatch, here's how it went.
I come from the poor people, and I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes it.
Just, I'm not through. Okay. I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and richer.
Regular order.
Regular middle. We do a tax.
Regular order.
Middle class.
Wait a minute. Regular order.
And over and over again.
Wait just a second.
How many times do we do this before we learn this?
Well, that's not the end of it. They kept going.
Listen, I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with Democrats.
Let's start with Chip.
Not starting with Chip. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together. And they've been passed for the benefit of people in this country.
Excellent. Excellent oratory there by Senator Orrin Hatch. And there is one more for you. I mean, this is great. And like I say, you may have heard 10 or 15 seconds here and there, but when you hear the whole thing in context.
Now, all I can say is I like you personally very much, but I'm telling you, this bullcrap that you guys throw out here really gets old after a while. To do it right at the end of this was just not right. And it takes a lot to get me worked up like this.
Call the roll.
That's it. Orrin Hatch and Sherrod Brown on the Senate Thursday night. Well, there are other things to cover in the news. As we have mentioned, I guess we should touch on the latest on Roy Moore, I guess. I mean, we're 20 minutes into the show, so I guess we should touch on the latest there. His wife standing by her man. She's gathered other Alabama women to his cause. Not everybody's sticking with him, though. On Friday, Kayla Moore surrounded herself with 24 other women to defend Roy Moore. The Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, says she has no reason to disbelieve the accusers, said she's bothered by the allegations, but she says she will vote for Moore anyway for the sake of GOP power in Congress. But some of the other longtime GOP women voters say they can't support him. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't know if you watched any of the White House press briefings this week, but they're just badgering Sarah Huckabee Sanders about President Trump. Can they get him to say any more about Roy Moore after he had made two fairly direct comments about it? Just badgered Sarah Huckabee Sanders. At one point, Jim Acosta at CNN asked Sarah Sanders if she thought that Roy Moore was a creep. What kind of question is that asked? What kind of a question is that to ask? Did he come back the next day and ask if Al Franken was a creep? I don't think so. Probably not. Speaking of Al Franken, Hillary Clinton, back to Hillary. Sorry, but this stuff is priceless, okay? Well, she came to his defense on Friday. She was doing an interview. What do you think she was doing the interview about? Duh, her book, right? Okay, so she was actually talking to Rita Cosby. It took nerve to talk to Rita Cosby for Hillary Clinton to do that. But she praised Al Franken's accountability and willingness to apologize. Hillary Clinton says, look at the contrast between Al Franken accepting responsibility, apologizing, and Roy Moore and Donald Trump, who have done neither. Well, you left your husband Bill out of the equation there now, didn't you? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Hillary, how could you forget your husband when you're dumping on Donald Trump and Roy Moore? Did he ever come out until he was forced to and accept any responsibility or apologize? Finally, after it was squeezed out of him. She's amazing. She is amazing. Again, her quote. That is the kind of accountability I'm talking about. I don't hear that from Roy Moore or Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton had the nerve to say that after she tried to discredit how many of the accusers in the Clinton era? Has she just completely forgotten that part of American history and her marital life? You can't write this stuff. Well, while we're on the case, here's a classic. Gene Simmons of Kiss. Now, we all are familiar with Kiss, the crazy outfits, and, you know, they've still been out on tour. We've actually talked to him, had him on Saturday Morning Update one day, and conservative, politically, basically pretty conservative. Well, he stopped into Fox News this week. And he had a little trouble at Fox. According to reports, he crudely insulted female Fox staffers, taunted them, and exposed his chest, basically behaving like the demon character that he plays on stage. Management at Fox News was not amused. They've had enough trouble with sexual harassment up there. Simmons' photograph was promptly posted Wednesday at the security entrance of the company's Manhattan headquarters, along with a do not admit advisory. Wow. Simmons' publicist did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The guy is 68 years old now. He's got a new book on power. Apparently will not be welcome any longer at Fox News. 6:25, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Oil Filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator Filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds Team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up on the program, we'll be talking with Jennifer Harper next. And we're going to be also talking this morning with John Gizzi. We'll talk taxes. We'll talk Jeff Flake. What happens to his seat in Arizona? Saudi Arabia, Zimbabwe, major leadership changes will have an impact on us. How and why? Well, we'll talk to John about that. Cheryl Atkinson joins us in the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, President Trump just back from Asia. Well, Cheryl Atkinson was over there in advance, and she'll give you some very interesting insight into China's trade plans and also regional airports, the waste, the government spending on those. Man, it's all coming up. Saturday Morning Update.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Our lead story this morning, the GOP in Alabama sticking with Roy Moore as its nominee for the special senatorial election. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says the state's governor now says she's not only backing him, she's going to cast a vote for the Republican nominee. It doesn't matter what he's accused of doing. Whatever it is, it's better than voting for the Democrat.
After pardoning a Thanksgiving turkey, Governor Kay Ivey was asked who she'll cast a ballot for on December 12th.
I do believe that the nominee of the party is the one I'll vote for.
She said it's important to put a Republican in the Senate. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Just coming to light, the Federal Office of Compliance has paid out more than $17 million over the last 20 years to resolve claims of sexual harassment, pay disputes, and other workplace violations filed by congressional employees. Correspondent John Stolness with the story.
The independent office says it doesn't break the figures down because the cases may involve violations of multiple statutes. The office was established back in 1995 by a law that protects more than 30,000 legislative branch employees nationwide. The office released the numbers amid a wave of revelations of sexual harassment in the entertainment, business, and political arenas. John Stolness, Washington.
Legendary comedian John Cleese misplaced his diary somewhere in America, and the nation's capital is one of the potential locations where it could be. The Monty Python member was staying at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel during his November 9th performance in the district. It also could be somewhere in Richmond or even Nashville. Cleese says there's nothing scandalous in the book, but it does hold his schedule in sight. He's offering $1,000 and a consensual kiss on the cheek for its return. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Capitol Beltway Express lanes both ways, ramps to Jones Branch Drive, blocked for road work. 95 northbound through Maryland, right at the Harbor Tunnel Thruway, the left shoulder is blocked with a crash. 270 northbound right before Germantown Road, two left lanes taken out from a work zone. And an accident in Virginia on southbound 95, the ramp to get onto Lorton. Police on the scene, but not reporting any major delays through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 20% chance of showers this afternoon, high of only 57. 50 to 80% chance of rain overnight into Sunday with a low of 51. Tomorrow's high, just 52. Partly sunny and very breezy across the district. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 39 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Freaks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
You want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions.
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans. And so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Great to have you with us. Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Great to have your perspectives once again this morning.
Well, good morning, Rick.
Polls out this week that do not bode well for Republicans.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting to think when you live in D.C. like we do, that perhaps politicians aren't aware that America is watching, that all of this, these theatrics and things that we see go on all week long and write about all week long, that America is actually watching. And, you know, the given here is, gosh, what could be wrong with this picture? The Republican Party controls the House, the Senate, the White House, and you would think that this means that the grand old party is grand and industrious and optimistic and united, and, well, let's just say that's wrong, at least in the eyes of a lot of American voters, because they are all under the distinct impression, Rick, that Republicans are either losers or not on the winning team. They are on the winning team, yet Americans don't think that way. And here is why I say that. This is a significant new Rasmussen Report survey, and they say that most voters think it's probable that Republicans will relinquish control of Congress in the upcoming midterm elections, and even a sizable number of GOP voters agree. What they found, and this is according to all voters across the board, 59% now say that it's likely that Republicans will lose control of Congress next year. And let's go on to a Quinnipiac University poll, Rick, so early here in the morning. But the public is also under the impression that Republicans are kind of the bad guys. And I think this is due to a lot of different factors here. You've got hostile media coverage. We have these sort of petty public spats within the GOP. The GOP has certainly been dithering a lot this year, and they've been peevishly pushing back against the White House. A new Quinnipiac University poll reveals that 79% of Americans now disapprove of Republicans' job performance as a party. And 63% feel the same about the Democratic Party. So that's kind of a leap there. And the poll also found that 52% right now, if the midterms were today, would vote for the Democratic candidate, and 39% would vote for the Republicans. So I think the takeaway message here is, indeed, if America is watching this closely, then the GOP needs to get its act together, become unified, or else they may lose next year.
The Republicans have been participating in a circular firing squad ever since President Trump was elected. It may not get much better if they can't get together on tax reform.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is a really big test for them. And, you know, there's rumors, oh, my gosh, well, maybe they'll do it Thanksgiving week, the week after. But whatever happens, Americans need a better impression of the party, and right now.
I've always found Chris Wallace at Fox News to be a straight shooter. He doesn't seem to be very opinionated when he does his interviews. He's pretty fair, straight across the board. But he did say something interesting this week.
Yes, he did. And you're 100% right about Mr. Wallace. He's definitely an old school newsman. He's a veteran anchor. And he is a very straight shooter. And recently, congratulations to him, he received the Founders Award for Excellence in Journalism. This is from the International Center for Journalism. This is a 33-year-old organization based right here in D.C., and it promotes better news practices. So they gave him their top award, and he received the award in front of 600 people recently. This was moderated by CNN anchor Wolf Blitzer. Well, he had some interesting things to say, and here's what Mr. Wallace said. If President Trump is trying to undermine the press for his own calculated reasons when he talks about bias in the media, unfairness, I think he has a point. This is what Mr. Wallace told this crowd, and he cited a lot of melodramatic and alarmist headlines from the New York Times, CBS News, CNN included. And he said, I'm sure that some of you out there, and he's talking to the audience, hear those comments and think they're spot on. But ask yourself honestly, do you think they belong in the front page of the paper or the lead of the evening news? Here's what I think is going on. I believe some of our colleagues, many of our colleagues, think that this president has gone so far over the line bashing the media that it has given them an excuse to cross the lines themselves, to push back. As tempting as that may be, I think it's a big mistake. We are not players in the game. We are umpires or observers trying to be objective witnesses to what is going on. That doesn't mean we're stenographers. If the president or anyone else we're covering says something untrue or does something questionable, we can and should report it. But we shouldn't be drawn into becoming players on the field trying to match the people we cover in invective. It's not our role. We're not as good as it as they are. Anyway, he did carry on a little bit more, and at the end of this very interesting speech, Mr. Wallace said, thank you for letting me get some things off my chest. So, amazingly enough, Chris Wallace backs President Trump when President Trump calls the media unfair.
Very interesting indeed. You know, one example this week was the president did a rather lengthy statement at the White House about his trip to Asia, and the only coverage of it on many of the newscasts was simply when the president stopped to take a sip out of a water bottle.
Yeah, it wasn't that something, and this has been going on for months and months. We're all very used to this, to the fact that much of the news media does not report the good news, whether it's economic, whether it's diplomatic. I mean, he had a lot of amazing moments over there in Asia, as did First Lady Melania Trump. Just amazing. They've released some wonderful photos of that encounter. But I'm going to cite another columnist right now, Rick, and that would be Peter Hamby. He is with Vanity Fair, a very swanky magazine full of learned people. And here is what he has to say about how President Trump deals with the press. He says, President Trump has brought our political media class to its knees. Think about that. He says, Trump and his team understand that for the political press, the only thing that matters is what's happening right now, not yesterday. And whether through his tweets or his surrogates in the briefing room, the president has been largely able to bait reporters into playing his game, because he knows what makes them tick. Again, this is according to Peter Hamby of Vanity Fair. And he also points out that Donald Trump, and this is very true, is a product of 1980s New York tabloid culture. And he understands how political journalists think and operate. And whether he's learned by intent or accident, Trump is endlessly capable of exploiting the personal insecurities, professional incentives, and meager attention spans of political reporters. What's even scarier, the Trump administration seems to understand our fractured media landscape better than we in the political media do. And again, this is coming from Vanity Fair. And as far as Americans are concerned, I cite another Quinnipiac University poll here, but 58% of U.S. voters disapprove of the way the news media has covered President Trump. That is an evolving figure. In the beginning, everybody thought it was hilarious what the press did. Now they're beginning to disapprove. And another 53% overall said that the media focuses too much on negative coverage. So that's an indicator that Americans, and particularly voters, are ready for some red meat journalism here, a little truth out there.
Everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner. The big question is, how many people are going to be talking politics at the table?
Yeah, that's a big question. There's been a lot of warnings from some of our etiquette experts for everyone to behave themselves. But we're 5 days away from the big day, and if you're wondering, there are three big football games on that day. That's the Minnesota Vikings versus the Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Chargers versus the Dallas Cowboys, and of course the New York Giants versus the Washington Redskins. This is all day long, And, you know, the whole take a knee phenomenon is still on the radar, on the public radar. And this is the latest Harris poll. It was from the Harris and the Hill newspaper. 77% of Americans now say that National Football League players should stand for the national anthem. And another 66% say NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell should not resign over the anthem controversy, even though 60% disapprove of the way he has handled this situation. And another 55% say that Mr. Goodell's treatment of the controversy has made both sides unhappy. So that's something to think about, because it is a very complicated situation. Meanwhile, 51 million people are going to be traveling to get to their destination on Thanksgiving, and there will be 52 million turkeys eaten on Thanksgiving, and we're going to spend $4.9 billion. This is coming from Lend EDU, which is a research group, and this is the biggest travel day in 12 years. This is according to AAA. And if you're curious, the worst travel days for both New York City and Washington are Tuesday. So maybe a lot of people will think they want to drive right on the big day. So those are your Thanksgiving stats, and have a good holiday, everybody.
And you too, Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. As always, follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Jennifer, thank you.
My pleasure, Rick.
6:46, Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it's time for a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
Thank you, Rick. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads through Maryland, northbound on 95, the Harbor Tunnel Thruway, an accident off on the left shoulder. They're working now on doing a traffic break, getting that pushed over to the far right shoulder for the record. 95 southbound, the ramp to get onto Lorton. Police on the scene of a two-car crash there in Virginia. Beltway Express lanes, 495 both directions. The ramp to Jones Branch Drive, it's blocked for road work. And 395 southbound, the ramp to the Outer Loop. Capitol Beltway is blocked with a crash, but you can get around it. Police are directing you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another relatively balmy weekend for late fall here in the Washington area. Look for clouds today, high 56, sunshine tomorrow, high to 50, sunny on Monday. Looking ahead to Thanksgiving, preliminary, looks like it's going to be partly cloudy, high of 44. Relatively warm at night, straight through to Tuesday, will be above freezing overnight. Right now in Washington, 39. We're heading to 56, and it's 6:47 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
6:47, Saturday morning update, WMAL. So the president had a relatively successful trip to Asia, I think most people would say, most rational people would say that he had a successful trip to Asia. And he was at the White House and talked about his trip to Asia. And these are some of the highlights, as he notes, of his trip.
In some cases, the negative influence of partisan politics and special interests was to blame. But the one common thread behind all of these problems was a failure to protect and promote the interests of the American people and American workers.
So, of course, he's talking about the efforts on trade there. And he continued as he looked toward America and its optimism.
Once again, our country is optimistic about the future, confident in our values, and proud of our history and a role in the world. I want to thank every citizen of this country for the part you have played in making this great American comeback possible. In Asia, our message was clear and well received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
Okay, so I can understand that the networks might not pick up on that one because maybe that's his opinion a little bit there. But here's a fact that I don't recall having seen or heard on any of the evening newscasts.
Prime Minister Abe and I agreed on our absolute determination to remain united to achieve the goal of denuclearized North Korea. Shortly following our visit, Japan announced additional sanctions on 35 North Korean entities and individuals.
And he also made progress with other countries on North Korea.
My official state visit to South Korea was the first by an American president in 25 years. Speaking before the National Assembly of the Republic of Korea, I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail. I called on every nation, including China and Russia, to unite in isolating the North Korean regime, cutting off all ties of trade and commerce until it stops its dangerous provocation on, and this is the whole key to what we're doing, on denuclearization. We have to denuclearize North Korea.
I don't know if you saw those clips or not on the tube. I didn't see them. Maybe they aired somewhere, but for the most part, this is what the media covered. This is what I recall hearing about the president's speech and seeing of the president's statement at the White House. This is what they covered.
17,000 jobs.
Thank you.
They don't have water. That's okay. What?
You heard the sip, right? That was the sip of water. He went for a bottle of water. And I think the biggest news of the week about the president's statement on Asia was the fact that he held the bottle a little bit away from him when he opened it, because he's probably used to opening Diet Cokes, which potentially can spray. So he held the bottle a little bit away from him. Could have been carbonated water for all he knew. So the fact that he held the bottle a little away from him gave the media something to talk about and gave all the late night talk shows somebody to make fun of. Whereas what was significant, maybe some of the stuff he did while he was over there for 12 days. But the water bottle was the star. 6:51, Saturday Morning Update.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all sorry, man, I've got plans, or, oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night, so, yeah, nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Westwood One presents The Andrew Klavan Show.
Here is the agenda in New York Times speak. I'm reading this off the page. Environmental harm. They want to hurt workers. It's like elementary school. It really is. It's like elementary school. This is the agenda that Republicans are supporting Trump for. They want to hurt workers. They want to destroy the environment. They want to make housing less affordable. This is the thing. These guys are like children.
The Andrew Klavan Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Thanksgiving is just 1 week away. Are you worried everyone will notice your under-eye bags and droopy eyelids that just keep getting worse? Introducing the brand new Genucel Eye Lift for tighter, brighter, younger-looking eyes. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and here's what Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado says. I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. So Chamonix's best sale of the year just got better. Until Thanksgiving, order Genucel treatment for bags and puffiness and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Plus, call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and the Deep Firming Serum absolutely free with the order. 800-525-2720, that's four bestsellers free with your order while supplies last. Hurry, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com.
I agree with that.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Totally disagree.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. There was controversy yesterday over regulations on shooting elephants in Africa. Now, President Trump was criticized because at first the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had said that it would allow the importation of body parts from African elephants that were shot for sport. So on Thursday, they were going to let the importation resume. The Obama administration had stopped that. The agency had said encouraging wealthy big game hunters to kill the threatened species would help raise money for conservation programs. Well, there was an outcry from animal rights advocates and environmental groups, and on Friday, the Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee urged the administration to reverse the policy, calling it the wrong move at the wrong time. President tweeting that the policy had been under study for years, he says he will review the issue with the Interior Secretary. So Trump delaying the change in policy. One other quick note on the environmental front. You've heard about the Keystone pipe leak. Well, the operator, TransCanada Corporation, says the leak of oil from the Keystone pipeline is controlled and not a threat to public safety. Company says that it sent more than 75 people to the site of the spill in a rural area of South Dakota, and crews are working around the clock. Well, you know, a lot of people collect comic books. A lot of people, maybe your parents did, grandparents, could be a box up in the attic. Well, don't throw the old Supermans out quite yet. There is a well-preserved issue of the 1938 comic book that first featured Superman. It's headed to the auction block. The comic is expected to sell for between, how much, Jeff? What do you think a 1938 Superman would go for? It's going to be sold at auction. They expect it to come in between $800,000 and $1.2 million. The auction house says the comic is in its original condition and has been rated in fine/very fine condition. That sale coming just a few months before the 80th anniversary of the debut of Superman. That's after, what, $450 million for the Da Vinci painting this week? Wow, $450 million. Well, the news is next with Steve Burns, and we're back with John Gizzi. We'll talk with John about tax reform and what happens to that seat of Jeff Flake that's up for grabs in Arizona, and it's not looking good for the Republicans. We'll talk about that with John, but also Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.